The appearance of Srimati Radharani. There is a beautiful village near Vrindavan called Ravel. King Vrishabhanu and his queen Kirtida lived there. They were very devoted to the Lord and worshipped him with great love. They very much wanted to have a daughter. Not an ordinary daughter, but a daughter even more beautiful and virtuous than the goddess of fortune. However, this wish was not yet fulfilled in any way. Their relatives prompted them, "Dear Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, worship Yamuna Devi so that your wish may be fulfilled. This holy river is very dear to the Lord. In that way, he will hear your prayers." The king and queen were very intelligent people. Heeding the advice of their elders, they prayed, "O holy river Yamuna, please give us your blessings. May we have a long-cherished daughter." So, one day, King Vrishabhanu went to the Yamuna River to worship it. As he approached its banks, he felt an extraordinary excitement. His eyes filled with tears, and his heart thumped as if something wonderful was about to happen. Suddenly his gaze fell on a beautiful flower. It was a golden lotus with a marvelous radiance emanating from it. The waves on the Yamuna brought the flower closer and closer to him. As the flower approached the shore, King Vrishabhanu saw within it an amazingly beautiful girl with golden colored skin. He gently took the child in his arms and held her to his chest. Thanking Yamuna for the gift of a daughter, the king brought her home and called out, "Kirtida, look how beautiful this girl is. She will outshine the whole universe with her beauty." On seeing her, Kirtida was overwhelmed with happiness. She had never seen such a beautiful girl in all her life. They thought and gave the child the name Radharani. The only thing that upset the parents was that the girl's eyes were closed. She was silent all the time, and her hands were clenched into fists. Soon the great saint Narada Muni came to the house of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. The king received him as an important guest, seated him on a seat of honor, and washed his feet. After that, he fed him with prasad. Then he asked Narada Muni a question. "O Saint Narada, I have a daughter of marvelous beauty. She is more beautiful than the goddess of fortune herself. A marvelous radiance emanates from her, yet her eyes are closed all the time. Please give her your blessings. Bring her senses back to life." Excitedly, the sage said, "Please let me see her." Holding his breath, Narada Muni approached the girl's cradle. Looking at her, he immediately realized that this was none other than Srimati Radharani herself, who had come to earth following in Krishna's footsteps. "Your daughter will see," Narada predicted. "Hurry up and invite Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and Krishna, and there you will see what will happen." That same day, Kirtida sent out invitations to everyone for a feast to celebrate the day of their daughter's appearance. On receiving the invitation, Nanda Maharaj became very excited. He collected a large cart of gifts and travelled with Yashoda and little Krishna to Ravel. King Vrishabhanu happily welcomed the guests and escorted them to the palace. While the adults were talking, Krishna crawled on all fours and tried to understand what the amazing fragrance was that was spreading all over the palace. Finally, he crawled to the room from where this divine fragrance was emanating, and he approached the cradle. Holding onto it, he pulled himself up and looked inside. At that moment, Srimati Radharani inhaled the fragrance that came from Krishna and opened her eyes. Her fists unclenched, and she saw Maharaj Nanda's son. Thus, meeting with Krishna cured Radharani and brought her back to her senses. The sage's prediction had come true, and everyone was very happy.